November 23, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Distraction of Antipathy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly piled with contempt. Psalm 123:3. The thing of which we have to beware is not so much damage to our belief in God as damage to our Christian temper. Therefore, take heed to thy spirit, that ye deal not treacherously. The temper of mind is tremendous in its effects. It is the enemy that penetrates right into the soul and distracts the mind from God. There are certain tempers of mind in which we never dare indulge. If we do, we find they have distracted us from faith in God. And until we get back to the quiet mood before God, our faith in him is nil, and our confidence in the flesh and in the human ingenuity is the thing that rules. Beware of the cares of this world, because they are the things that produce a wrong temper of soul. It is extraordinary what an enormous power there is in simple things to distract our attention from God. Refuse to be swamped with the cares of this life. Another thing that distracts us is the lust of vindication. St. Augustine prayed, O Lord, deliver me from this lust of always vindicating myself. That temper of mind destroys the soul's faith in God. I must explain myself. I must get people to understand. Our Lord never explained anything. He left mistakes to correct themselves. When we discern that people are not going on spiritually and allow the discernment to turn to criticism, we block our way to God. God never gives us discernment in order that we may criticize, but that we may intercede. That's the end of Oswald's text. Interestingly enough, we tend, once given information or discovering information about another's faults or needs, we tend to want to reflect those insights back to the person about whom we've been given them. And yet, that is not to be our way. When we find someone falling down or being caught in a fault or caught in a sin, we are to be about restoring that one to the faith. And restoration is not about criticism. Restoration is not about bragging about I'm better than you. It's certainly not about making one who is already ashamed and guilty feeling even more so. The mercy of God covers all sins and forgives all sins. And the grace of God pours out his riches and his abundance on all who have been thusly forgiven, even when they don't deserve even the forgiveness. Be full of mercy, be lavish with grace, and restore any fallen one to the Savior.